Thank you very much, Dave. It is the Naked Scientist, Chris Smith and Dave Anser. We're talking about the science of sport this week, and we have with us Dr. Chris Cooper, who's from the University of Essex, and he's a biochemist who works on how the body responds to exercise and that kind of thing. Got a lot of interesting questions coming in for you, Chris. In Second Life, Aviator Shepherd says, can we not just monitor athletes to see how their metabolism is performing and then regulate it so that everyone has the same level?
Well, that's a really interesting question. It's kind of like the athlete having a passport, a sort of biometric passport, that says they're all the same level, sort of treating them like a Formula One car. And in fact, something of the sort is used in cycling at the moment and in cross-country skiing, where if you have too many red blood cells, your hematocrit's too high. You can't compete because it's assumed it's unsafe. You might have a heart attack, but you're not banned.
But so, in reality, someone's probably just banked a unit of blood a few months ago, built their blood back up and then reinfused it before the big race to boost their oxygen-carrying capacity of their blood.
Yeah, but if you set the level low enough, then they will fail. So that's the trick, is to set it at a fair level.